go back to the living. Go ahead.
Can I say one thing? One thing about clay clans is it's not like some of the clans where you have to stay chained to the bathroom.
Yes, that's right.
It's a very gentle clans. I mean, it will regulate to you, go, but it's not a harsh clans.
Good. I'm glad you mentioned that. You're absolutely right. Don't worry about having to be in a place where you can run to the toilet. That's not going to happen.
Right.
It is, it's the most reasonable way to do this. And your stools will change. I guarantee you they will change because you're going to be taking out stuff that's probably been there for a long, long time.
Absolutely. And you're going to have more energy because now when you eat your foods and get the nutrition from them and the supplements you take, you're going to find you're getting more of those are going into the body. They've been kind of blocked by all this gunk in the lower colon.
Mm-hmm.
And most people, say they have a remarkable amount of energy. They feel good. Their body's just functioning better. Yeah.
Absolutely. Don't take any of your medicines within 1 hour of this either way, because it may tend to draw away from that. So I would just say take it, outside of all of that. Now, in the morning, I usually do my lemon drink first thing. Then I do a green drink, which I use the Sun is Shining green drink. And then about an hour later, I do the clay drink. So that's my own personal thing that I get started in the morning with. But you may or may not want to do that. But let's go back then to the issue of amputations, because if a person has, let's say, and many of the amputations occur, feet amputations or toe amputations, how does one do a foot bath? How much do you use? How do you do it?
Basically, you want to make a muddy, soupy water, maybe a little bit, not quite as thick as the hydrated. It depends on where it is and you get it in. If you can't get your foot into, like, get a plastic shoebox and mix up some clay water and soak your foot in it. That's what this lady did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she did it twice a day for a week. I would have recommended more than that. And between times, I would have had hydrated clay globbed around that toe and wrapped it in saran wrap or something. I would have been more aggressive with it. But she just soaked it 20 minutes twice a day for a week, and had all the black was gone, and there was just a little redness left.
That is incredible. Now, you do not want to reuse the water, do you?
No. After you use clay and it's pulled out things, you just, toss it. Basically, clay is cheap. If you realize that you're going to throw away about 50 things, prescription and non-prescription meds in your medicine cabinet, you can buy a lot of clay that's going to last you a long time. And Joyce, you're right. First time people usually buy the smaller amount, and then about a week later they call back and they get the larger amount.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Because you realize there are so many uses, and now people are wanting to stock up on the important items. I mean, I know people that gave clay for Christmas for gifts because,
yes.
I mean, it's a lifesaver, ladies and gentlemen, a lifesaver. I mean, even if, let's say, you've got a wood, man, now that I'm doing wood and having to keep the house warm with wood, you always are getting slivers in your fingers.
Yes.
Put a glob of clay on it. If you can't get it out, let it draw it out. I mean, that
it will pull it out even when you can't see it. It will pull it out. And I just had a testimonial, a lady who stepped on shards of glass.
Ooh.
And the glass got up in her foot, and she couldn't see it. And she put clay on it and, left a big clay poultice on there. And when she took it off, there were pieces of glass in the bandage.
Wow. That
is
interesting.
And she kept doing that until she got all the glass out. They didn't have to go in and pick it out. And it just healed from the inside out after that.
That is interesting. That is interesting. Now, going back to the amputation issue again, because this is so important, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
And I mean, it's any kind of sore, any kind of open wound would be like the similar to an amputation situation. Since the amputations, a necrotic sore or something that from diabetes or nephropathy or something like that, it's just going to get worse, and they're going to go and they're going to amputate, then they're going to go higher up and amputate because that part won't heal, and then the next part won't heal. I have seen people do 4 amputations from the feet to the thigh before they stop because nothing ever heals. Well, duh, if the first one didn't heal on the toe, why is the next one going to heal below the knee? It's not going to. And so
right.
That's the problem. Tell us how to do a poultice of clay.
Okay, you want to make the hydrated clay and put it on real thick. I'm talking about like an inch over an open wound. And put it on with a gauze bandage over the top and then wrap either some flannel sheeting or a piece of sheet, something around to hold it in place. Some people put saran wrap over it to keep it moist. You want to keep wet clay on there. Leave it on for a while. On elderly people whose feet swell and their skin is thin, it's very important to keep the clay wet because when it dries, it will pull. Now, if you know somebody healthy, you can put it on, let it dry, wash it off, put it on again. Just keep that wet clay on there. When it absorbs what it needs, wash it off and put fresh clay on.
Yeah, and realize that if you've got toxins in there, they're being brought to the skin. So don't contaminate yourself with what's on there. Just go ahead and wash it off. Take a shower, wash it off, or whatever, and get the clay, the dried clay gone.
Now, and oftentimes there's clay. When clay is bound to something, when it's still working, it won't let go. So when you wash it off a wound, there's going to be some clay that just doesn't wash off as easily as others. Don't worry about it. Leave it on there. It's still working. Just put fresh clay over it and go again.
No kidding. I wondered why that happened.
Yes. It's got a charge on it. It's sucking and pulling it. It's working, and it's not ready to let go. When it gets full, it'll let go.
I always learn something new from this. I think I know clay, and I always learn something from you. I mean, this is amazing. First of all, I didn't know that you put it on an inch thick. Now, that is interesting. I did not know that. And then that I always wondered why. Now, why is there this glob there that won't wash off? That is amazing.
Yes.
It's all the same skin. Why would? Oh, that is interesting.
I mean, you have to scrape it off. Mm-hmm. It just won't let go.
Interesting. Now let's talk about an animal situation here of an animal because, of a cat or dog perhaps that maybe has gotten into a barbed wire fence or something and gotten an infection. How would you use it with them? Because they won't exactly lay still for you sometimes.
You can put on, you may have to put a collar on your dog so they can't reach down and lick it off or get it off. Again, if it's on an extremity that you can put the clay on thickly and wrap it in a bandage of some sort to keep them from getting at it. It's excellent.
Okay.
We had a horse that ran into a barbed wire fence and cut herself. I wish I'd known about clay then. I had to go down and wash her out. And clay will draw gangrene, infection, and it does not like diseased flesh. It will help slough off the dead skin, the dead necrotic tissue, and you'll have a clean tissue. It may get a little larger and look redder and worse for a day or two. It's a good sign because it's pulling good blood flow to the area. Mm. It's getting rid of those toxins and that inflammation. I've seen it work on gangrene, blood poisoning, food poisoning. That's internal. Let's not get on that. But I would be willing to take the worst cases that the doctors are going to amputate and just say, give them to me for 3 days with clay.
Really? You believe that much in it?
I believe that. I believe burn victims. I know what it feels like to have a burn and how intensely it hurts. And if you burn yourself in the oven or hot grease or something and you have a blister there and you keep wet clay on it, that blister go down and all the water that's in it just goes away. And the tenderness goes away and it doesn't leave a burn mark.
Interesting.
I would love to go and talk to a burn institute and find how they treated burn patients. Because I believe if you would make a sling and just submerge them in a bath of clay mud and just leave them in there 24 hours, you would start the healing process. I think it would take down that, they just have to knock them out to cleanse the skin anyway. Mm-hmm. It would take all the, a lot of fiber is melted into a burn.
Yeah.
The clay will, I know, will take that.
Wow.
I just believe it. I believe in it so greatly.
Internal or external clay's strong ability to draw and bind with toxins, viruses, and pathogens, ladies and gentlemen, make it a healing catalyst that works with the body itself. And we're talking to Perrier today. She is the expert on the use of clay, on the detox clay. And we're talking about detox clay, detoxing from the inside or the outside. And we're going to get to the inside the internal cleansing with detox clay in just a second, but remember the book. Now, this is like the gold standard book. You have dandruff. You want to know what to do about the dandruff? On page 60, it will tell you. You want to know what to do about diarrhea, diverticulosis, muscle soreness and cramps. That's on page 86. Mumps, page 86. Nausea and vomiting. Parasites, a big issue we really need to touch on. There are 101 items that she addresses in here on the use of bentonite clay. Sexually transmitted diseases. Shingles, skin health, snake bites, sore throat, stretch marks, sunburn, tattoo removal, of all things. I hope she didn't do that, experience that personally to find out how to do it. Wounds and traumatic injuries and worms. It's all in here. Perrier, we're talking about the internal use. Let's talk about how to do that.
Okay. I want to mention one thing before we get into internal use. There's so many things to mention here. We haven't mentioned that clay has a 9.7 pH, so it balances the body's pH system. Cancer grows in an acid medium, and it grows in an oxygen-deprived medium.
Mm-hmm.
There's an article, anybody wants it, I can send it to you. I got it online, and it's called The Primary Cause and Prevention of Disease, and it's talking about the primary cause of cancer. Is the replacement of respiratory oxygen in normal body cells caused by fermentating sugar. Fermentating sugar creates an acid environment that steals the oxygen from the cells. And, of course, we know clay brings blood flow and oxygen to an area. Now, that's not to say that it's going to cure all cancer. I do have a testimonial from some skin cancers and you know, some places, some things that works better on than others. But I did want to mention that.
Okay. Well, that's important to know because the 9.7 pH is extremely important if you're trying to get your diet up from the acidic level, which most people have in this country. Unfortunately, they don't realize it, but they do. So if we're going to take it, let's say just on a prophylactic preventative way, just you want to take some clay every day. How do you do it?
I just mix the clay water. I get a jar, and for every 8 ounces of clay, I put 2 tablespoons of the powder, put the lid on it. You want a glass or plastic jar with a plastic lid. I shake it for a good 30 seconds. You want to get all the lumps out. Let it sit. You don't need to refrigerate it. It'll keep for over 3 months sitting on your cabinet. It won't last that long if you ever start taking it.
And thank you for joining us in the Power Hour today. Now, those of you who have specific questions that you need to address with Perrier, or if you are concerned and have a possible amputation facing you, let me give you her phone number. Now, this is her personal phone number. This is not an order line number. This is just a consultation in which if you want to ask a question that we don't have time for on the air or can't get to, the phone number to go directly to Perrier is 866-262-5611. That's 866-262-5611. And I do thank her for giving that out because this is her passion, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, she wants to see people healed. She wants to see people not have to spend a lot of money, a lot of time, and a lot of pain. And also the website. Please check this out. AboutClay.com. AboutClay.com. There you'll find out the relevant information, testimonies, and everything that you may want to know that you may not need to call her about. You can just go to aboutclay.com. Perrier, we're still talking about using it internally. You take it, how many times a day do you drink the clay, the liquid clay?
Oh, 2 or 3 times. I just go by and take a drink every time I walk by the kitchen.
Okay, so you take an 8-ounce glass of water, mix in.
No, I pre-mix the clay. I pre-mix it. I keep a jar in the cabinet. And from that, that's where I put 8 ounces of water and add 2 heaping tablespoons of clay, and I shake it up, and it's kind of thick. And from that, I'll take an ounce or two. I live by myself. I'm sorry I drank out of the jar. I just go by and take a swig, you know?
Aren't you afraid of bacteria building up in the glass jar?
No, the clay takes care of it.
So you just, now that even makes more sense than what I thought about before, because part of the problem is I got to stop and mix up the clay. Well, if it's already there, you grab a swig, you're done.
Yeah.
So everybody can have their own.
You can put, for my grandson, he's 5, he looks at the clay and I can't get him to drink it. But I put it in his apple juice and I say, now close your eyes and smell it. What does it smell like? Apple juice. And I said, now take a little taste. What's it taste like? Apple juice. And I drank some. Mm. And he eats fruit all the time, and it gets a little tummy ache, and it will just stop it in less than 5 minutes.
Hmm.
It will stop food poisoning in 15 minutes. It will stop diarrhea. You just keep drinking some until everything's under control. Just sip on it.
Now, you mentioned
migraine headaches.
Now, why would it help migraine headaches?
It relaxes the muscles. When you have a pain, you fight against it. The body's natural action is defense, and you tighten up the muscles, and you stop the blood flow. Clay relaxes muscles. That's why taking a clay bath, when you pull the muscle in your back, it eases those muscles. Blood flow starts flowing, circulation. The flow gets going again. You can put a thick clay over your forehead and wrap a towel around it. Or wring a wash rag out, just lay it over your face, the back of your neck, wherever the headache is coming from, and sip a little clay, too, for the migraine.
Interesting. Yeah. Now, you said that when you have indigestion, that you don't take a purple pill. What do you do?
Well, I take clay, and I don't have indigestion anymore. But if I do, you know, if I go out, sometimes I take my grandson, and he wants to go eat pizza. I know I'm going to do that. I drink a little clay before I come home. I drink a little clay afterward. Now, here's a testimonial on cholesterol, IBS, and irritable bowel syndrome, and H-spot. It says, I've been drinking 2 to 3 ounces of liquid clay twice a day for a month and a half. At my last checkup, my cholesterol was 169. I haven't seen those numbers since I was 28. I'm now 46. I've done nothing different other than clay. I know it helped my irritable bowel syndrome. It's basically non-existent since 2 weeks after beginning drinking clay.
Amazing, ladies and gentlemen.
Then she says her eight spots have reduced too, which it will.
Thank you for joining us in the Power Hour today. We're talking to Perrier about the uses of detox clay. Detox clay is available at the Power Hour by calling this number, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. Now, Perrier, I again want to give your website aboutclay.com if anybody has any other issues they'd like to look into clay, or they can call Perrier personally. If they're, you know, do your homework. Don't bother her for things that we already know about, and please don't tie up her phone lines for things that we've already talked about on the show. But the phone number, if there's something we haven't addressed, 866-262-5611. Now, she gets an awful lot of phone calls, so be very patient. 866-262-5611. Perrier, the name of the clay, now this is, you know, people may be hearing detox clay and thinking, wait a minute, that's not what I purchased before. Therapeutic Living Clay was the name of it before. There's been a change in the name of the clay, isn't there?
Yes, all the labels look different and everything, but it's the same clay. We've gone from therapeutic living clay to living clay. Shorter, people can't spell and Google for therapeutic, and it just rolls off better.
Okay, so it is known as living clay now. The detox clay we're talking about is known as living clay. All right, let's talk more about uses. Let's give some testimonies of some people. Let's start off with a good testimony that's somebody that you've dealt with.
Well, I've got one right here on insomnia and diabetes. It's an elderly retired man, hasn't slept good in years, taking untold number of prescription meds with no results. His son sent him some of the living clay. He began taking internally after 2 days. He said, my insomnia has all but disappeared. I have not slept this well in years. Furthermore, my average morning blood sugar reading was around 145, which is high for a diabetic. He said, I've now been getting consistent readings between 75 and 100, which is excellent.
Oh, my gosh.
I credit my newfound regime to both of these breakthroughs to clay. It amazes me that such an affordable, natural, and effective cure has found me. We get these testimonials all the time. And we haven't talked about clay baths yet. So important for detoxing from heavy metals. And as you know, we've got some testimonials on there on autism. It relaxes the children. Their communication get better. They make eye contact. So it's just untold what this clay can do. Your brown recluse spider bites, get clay on it quickly. Any kind of insect bite, get clay there. But now's the time of year to detox. I mean, we've been through winter. We've been through the holidays. We've abused ourselves during the holidays. A good clay bath, there's nothing like it. And by the way, I just recently got clay into the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, really?
To work with the team trainers. They have it. They've used it for a few of the players. They've just started it, so I haven't got any reports yet. But we're working on that.
How would they be using it? Are you talking about, like, for
I'm talking about
baths?
After a game, when Tony Romo hurt his hand, I would have stuck that hand in clay, left it in there as long as I could, kept it wrapped in clay, and I'd have had him back in that ball game in a week. I've seen it speeds up, even broken bones, it speeds up. It reduces swelling because it's drawing. It draws out that extra water. You know, if you have water on the knee, wrap it in clay. Put a warm towel around it. Leave it on there for a while. It'll draw that moisture out. There was some tests where, I think it was in Raymond Dexter's book, Earth Clay Cures, where he put an egg in clay. He weighed the egg, put the egg, buried it in clay for 2 days, and took it out and weighed it again. It weighed less. It drew moisture through the shell. So it can pull down the swelling.
Had an egg in a shell. Weighed the egg first, then put it in a bath of clay or in...
I think he put it in powdered clay. It didn't say specifically. Put it in clay. Covered it in clay for 2 days. Took it out and weighed it again, and the egg weighed less.
Oh, my goodness. How interesting. So, I mean, the uses are universal. We haven't even touched on the uses agriculturally for clay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if take that old clay and your clay water from your bathtub and water your plants, oh, they'll bloom like 60. They love it. They love it. A clay is trace minerals. It's just trace minerals. Pulling heavy metals, putting around your gums at night, the powdered clay, about once a week I pack around my gums and I just go to sleep. I put some on the back of my toothbrush or a little popsicle stick and deposit between my teeth and gum. The saliva will attach it. You go to sleep. If you swallow it, all the better. No?
Interesting.
I have a doctor who removes amalgam fillings who uses clay because it will absorb that mercury when they're stirring it all up, removing the fillings. And they have to have their patients take clay baths to help get mercury that's been absorbed in the soft tissues of the body. Many heavy metals that the liver and kidney can't get out stay in the tissues of the body. And talking about your pets, we talked about getting rid of parasites. Parasites naturally go to clay. So when you can get some clay in them, put a little hydrated clay on their food, let them eat it. We had a lady with some pets, some puppies with parvo, and parvo gives them diarrhea and vomiting, and basically they die from dehydration. And she treated her pups with the antibiotic the vet gave them and clay. She gave them an ounce of clay twice a day, two or three times a day, and her pups lived, and she'd split a litter. These were rescue animals with another lady, and the other lady just treated them with the antibiotic, and her pups died.
Really? So it was clay water or clay?
Liquid clay. She squirted she put it in a syringe, take the needle off, and kind of squirt it and hold your pet's head back and just gently squirt it in their mouth and they'll lick it and drink it back.
Interesting. My goodness. To think it's been around for thousands of years and we have just not realized it. By taking chemical items that don't do us any good whatsoever and unfortunately do a lot of harm when we could have been using clay. It's so inexpensive, ladies and gentlemen. And all of this is in the book, Living Clay. It's all in there. There's so much information in here. She's put a wealth of knowledge in this book. I don't care if you have psoriasis, scratches, pyorrhea, radiation exposure, prostate problems. It's all in here.